This is Twit.
Now, tell me about this xCloud. Is it only – what can I run it on Mac?
You will be able to. Today, because it's just in an early preview.
It should be platform agnostic, right? You could run it on a Chromebook in theory.
That's the point of it. Right. Yeah. So it's going to run on – there'll be a web client. There'll be a Mac client, a Windows client. There'll be Android, iOS.
It's going to be really big.
They haven't said this, but I'm expecting there to be set-top box clients, you know, smart TV clients.
See, I think that's the real – market for it, not a hardcore gamer who already has a PC and an Xbox, but people on low-end machines or Chromebooks or Macs that have never had access to Gears of War, and now for the first time they can do AAA games on these devices. That's the market.
You can also spread the love a little bit, right?
They're not so
like, in other words, even if you're like an Xbox guy and you have an Xbox, there are times where you're not there, you're out in the world or whatever, and this opens up the possibility of playing these games in other places with other devices, which is cool.
Right.
You could have bought a first-gen Xbox, and maybe you didn't, or Xbox One. You didn't upgrade to the S. You didn't upgrade to the X. You're really not sure if you want to spend that kind of money, but you have this investment in your games collection, and it's not. I'm sure it's not going to be 100%, but some percentage of that's going to come forward to xCloud. And, you know, for example, by the way, that's the other thing I should have mentioned. So in case it wasn't obvious, because I didn't say this explicitly, I had been playing Gears of 5 on the Xbox and on the PC. I've been switching back and forth. It's an Xbox Play Anywhere title. When I loaded this game on my phone and selected campaign, one of the choices I got was continue, and it went to where I was in the game, right? So that's one of the benefits. It's part of – it's not a new – it is a new platform in a sense, but it's part of Xbox. So I still get the benefits of that Xbox ecosystem thing, which is really cool.
I'm excited. What's really exciting is you have multiple choices now.
Right.
I should correct myself. Stadia is November 19th. But I'm ready.
This is a tip or an app pick toward the end of the show. But there's another example of this same kind of benefit from just the agnostic nature of like a service moving to different places. It just opens up the world. You know, it's nice. You know, you don't have to limit yourself to certain things because you chose an Android phone or an iPhone or a Mac or a PC or a Roku or an Apple TV or whatever. Like it's really neat when you can just access your stuff from anywhere. That's the goal of with everything, right? So it's neat that Microsoft is moving in this direction with Xbox.
I think they have besides the fact that they're known for gaming, they have an inside track. I think you're right. I think Google can do it because they know they have the know-how. But they're not known for gaming.
They don't have anything to bring forward. Like I said, I don't know which of my games will be available on xCloud. It will be some number between 4 and, you know, 1,000 or whatever.
And you'll have to rebuy it, which is annoying.
Right.
So I think it's mostly going to be for people who are like all in on Chrome OS or something. I can't quite figure it out.
Google has an audience. It's not as big as Apple's audience, but there is, you know, this group of people that they listen to music over a Chromecast or something, and they do Google Music and video and whatever, and that's fine. I mean, I'm going to try it. I'm interested in it.
Yeah. Do you think
we'll see?
I don't think it's going to be technical merit that wins on this. What about Sony? Well, now, they're doing the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're using Microsoft, by the way.
AWS, Azure. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. Is theirs available now?
It might emerge as the best way to do it.
Yeah. Is theirs available now, or is that?
No, this is just something they've announced they're working on for the future.
Okay.
I mean, they have their own service, like PlayStation Now, right? Which is actually is streaming. I'm sorry, they do have something now that works on. I think it's just PlayStation consoles and PCs and Macs or something like that, I think.
But that's not Azure-based right now, right?
No, that's not Azure-based. I'm sorry.
No.
Well, it's a good time to be a gamer.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I guess.
No, it is. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
It's going to be confusing for a little while, right? It's like the video streaming services that are all suddenly coming out. I mean, it gets to the point where you have a lot of choices, and too many choices can be too much, and, you know, there'll be a shakeout or whatever. But, it's exciting to finally see this happening.
So to make it a little easier to understand for Mary Jo, it's as if you had a streaming notepad client, but there were 15 different people providing.
You know Windows Virtual Desktop? Imagine that, but it only delivered notepad.
So you remember this, Paul, I think. Some of the technology that's involved in xCloud came out of work they were doing around Windows Virtual Desktop, I believe. Like some of the streaming was connected to some of the things they were working on.
Oh, no, it
on.
Totally makes sense that that would be the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made the I think we talked about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. At some point, we were talking about One Live, and someone had noted that, you know, that service, which is now gone, they started as a game streaming service. And one of the things they realized was, you know, we could deliver virtual desktops using this technology, and it would be a lot easier and less expensive. Especially since they weren't paying the licensing on it.
Right.
And that was part of the reason they, you know, they didn't succeed.
Got
but
slapped. Yeah.
But those things are certainly related. Yeah.
Yeah. I really, you know, I think honestly that all the growth in gaming is going to be casual games, things like Apple Arcade. And I wonder.
Well, you know, I'm sorry.
I just wonder if this is catering to the hardcore gamer. I mean, there's money in it. And esports and so
forth. It's like blockbuster movies, isn't it? You know, you'll have these handful of titles that earn billions of dollars, like Fortnite and Call of Duty and a couple of others. You know, Red Dead Redemption 2 and whatever the top couple of games are for the year. But yeah, I don't think it's not so much the growth as it is the usage. Most gaming is casual gaming.
Yeah, who has time to play Red Dead Redemption? I mean, it's like becomes your life. It means you go home every night. And play for hours. It's like your new job.
And you can't do it in little bites, right? You can't play 5 minutes on the train or whatever and have any idea what's going on.
You have to sit down and play that game.
Yeah, you have to actually play it.
And I just think that's
why I play mindless games, Leo. I don't have to think about it.
Call of Duty is not a mindless game.
No, even people who game. I don't know if Paul remembers this. When I moved into my new place and I got a TV, I said to him, "This is going to sound ridiculous when I ask you this, but how do you find the time to watch TV?"
Exactly.
Because I know you read a lot, you play games.
Find you, Mary
I'm
jo.
Just like, when?
<That's the> problem. It is really hard. Right? It is really, really hard.
It sounds stupid, but so much choice you have to manage your time. Yeah.
There's books, there's audiobooks, there's podcasts, there's TV, there's games.
There's craft beer.
There's craft beer.
So if I went into an office and I worked 9 to 5 and I commuted X number of minutes in each direction, I would almost never play video games. It would probably be like one night a week.
Right. You'd listen to
podcasts. And maybe once or twice in the weekend, and that would be it.
That's who listens to our show.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess 90% of the audience is in their car right now. Hi.
That kind of activity.
Yeah.
Right. Is that person going to buy a $300 Xbox console, spend $60 on a game?
Yeah. I don't know how Mary Jo Foley finds time to spend in bars.
Right.
you really have to, you know, partition your...
You know, Mary Jo, there's a game you can play.
I think, you know, we all pick our hobby. You know, we all pick our thing.
We do.
Right.
And then there's a little sprinkling
we all have
of the
priorities.
Other. Yeah.
No, I have my wife will in any given week she'll go out to, you know, maybe one night she'll go to the gym or she goes out and runs errands or whatever she does. And I don't mean to say that I look forward to those nights, but those nights mean that I
you
have
do that door closed and you go, whoa,
90 minutes to 2 hours to myself where I could I could watch a movie. I usually don't. I could play video games. I often do.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how you know what your real love is what you do when your wife goes out of the house.
Yes, exactly.
that's the test.
Right.